From inside the West Touchdown Club at Everbank Field, Jaguars.com Live, J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Just before the Blake Bortles press conference, the number three overall pick has arrived in Jacksonville. John, always kind of a really obviously a big day, first day in for the new pick.
I feel like I just saw you. Did we just do this last night?
I believe we did.
And to your question, it is a big day. And after covering these for a while, it's neat to see this day because the first round pick arrives and it truly is the first day of the rest of his life. And they've been through a pre-draft process where they're big stars. They've gone to the combine. They've had their pro day. They're starting to get a feel that they might someday be a big deal. But then all of a sudden you're here and you're meeting people that put their faith in you, who, certainly in the case of Blake Bortles, but any first-round pick, have sort of said, we hope that you're going to be a key to this thing going forward. And if the guy is aware, all of a sudden he realizes there's a lot of people who have put a lot of hours, their careers, their reputations on the line for you. You need to absorb that, and you need to make sure that you're the guy going forward. And from everything you heard last night, Blake Bortles is that kind of a guy to embrace this.
Almost like the first day of a marriage. You know, you've been dating for a long time. You've been flirting, doing whatever, and all of a sudden you go back home after the wedding, and, it's for real now.
It's right? The first day of a really cool school. How about that? because you're here, and, again, you've dreamed of it. And I told you the story before we came on the air. I'll never forget talking to Kevin Hardy in 96, and old Jaguars fans remember him, obviously. And he had been the number two pick in the draft. He had been at the draft. But I remember talking to him outside on the river walk over on the other side of the river and seeing his face when he looked at Everbank Field. And the sun's going off of it, and it's about 9 o'clock in the morning. I was up that early. And you really got an awareness that this kid who knew he was going to be a big-time draft pick, all of a sudden the enormity of it, the coolness of it. I think most guys in this situation have several moments on a day like this where they go, wow, this is really cool, and I'm here. And then hopefully they go home and say, I've got to go live it. I've got to take advantage of it.
J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. We're live from Everbank Field. The press conference for Blake Bortles scheduled for right about noon. We actually drove in together. We were at the airport, picked up Blake and brought him in. And
well, I mentioned the big moments on a day like this. That had to be one of them for him, right?
I don't know about all that. But it's interesting to kind of get in his head on his first day truly in Jacksonville. But, John, it kind of seems like he understands the area. He understands what this really means, I think.
And then, being from Orlando, you would hope that. And then I want to ask you later sort of what kind of kid is he. But that's a key for a quarterback. As you come in, you hope that a guy like Blake understands that you don't want to put too much pressure on him. But at some point, he's going to be the guy. And at some point, I'm sure he got that at UCF where – the program was his, and he sort of took it to a next level. At some point, maybe not next year, the expectation level sort of implied that that's what you want him to do here. And the great ones, the guys that you entrust your franchise to, which clearly as the number three pick, he is that. Again, need to embrace it, need to be that guy who's living it. I think it was Brent Martineau last night tweeted out, he's sort of a CEO type. That's what you need from a guy who's a number three pick. And I'm curious from you, JP, having spent some time with him, good kid. I'm sure you got him relaxed a little bit. How was he?
Yeah, he seems like very relaxed, actually. Like he knew what was going on through the whole process. I think he was kind of overwhelmed with the whole New York thing. He hadn't really been there much. But now he's here. He's in a comfortable place. He said in the car that he had been to St. Augustine a few times on field trips as a kid. He knows all about that area. He knows all about Jacksonville and has been to a handful of games here in the past. So the idea I got is that he kind of gets this area and what this might mean to be the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's a big start.
Well, it was kind of cool last night to hear him talking about having been to some games in 1999 or before that. I don't know that that matters that much, but it's kind of cool to have a guy coming in. It seemed when Gus was talking about this last night that he said if he had a choice and he was being recruited, he'd sign here. Now, I'm sure everybody's going to say that at some point, but being from Orlando, having been to games, you hope that he embraces this opportunity and embraces this, again, the opportunity that he has moving forward.
A few stats on the draft pick of Blake Bortles, number 3 overall, third quarterback selected by the Jags in the first round, 6th overall, and the highest drafted in franchise history, highest drafted player in Central Florida history, and only the 2nd quarterback to be drafted in that school's history. Of course, Dante Culpepper was the other.
And I believe this is the first time that the Jaguars have taken the first quarterback, the first time they've gotten the first guy off the board, which means they're not You're taking a second choice. They're not settling. And there were people last night who were wondering why they didn't trade back. And when you want your guy, you take him, I guess is the key. I remember covering the Colts. They selected Dwight Freeney back in 2002. You know I covered the Colts, right?
I heard about that.
But and everybody asked then why you didn't take this guy 17, why you didn't wait to 18. They took him at 12. And the answer was, this was the guy we wanted. And you don't know if you're going to be able to trade down. And if you find your guy, you take him. And that's what this was with this quarterback. They didn't want to wait until 39 to see who might slide to him. They didn't want one of a few guys. They wanted this guy. And over the course of the next few years, we'll find out if that's the right choice.
John, the idea of this pick, though, was that nobody knew this was going to happen. Only Dave Caldwell, only Gus Bradley, and from what we understand, Shad Khan found out for sure probably the night before. He might have had an inkling before that, but the real direction was finalized for him. But outside of that, right, the true draft pick was not known,
right,
and that's pretty remarkable.
And there was some shock to it. I think fans who were sort of trying to read tea leaves, which I was, were thinking Johnny Manziel, or maybe you traded for Bridgewater, maybe you do this. And Dave, in the lead up to the draft, could have greased the wheels more if that had been his choice. He could have said, well, Blake's a guy and this, and talked up Blake and provided the hints and gotten the internet and Twitter buzzing about Blake Bortles. He didn't care about that. What he wanted was to get this guy. So now, had he done that and put some extra pressure on Blake, he could have eased the scene last night and had everybody, oh boy, we got Blake Bortles. That's not what was important. What was important was that the Jaguars targeted this guy. They believed he was far and away the best quarterback available. They didn't want to risk him sliding, and they thought that somebody would trade up or somebody in that top 10 would get him. They didn't want to risk having that happen. So courage of conviction, which a GM has to have, belief in the scouting, that's what went into this. This was the guy they wanted, and this was the guy they got.
And to reiterate again, if you trade back, there's no guarantee that the player you want's going to be there, especially if it's a quarterback.
And again, the Jaguars thought, obviously, that there was enough of a difference between Blake and the rest of the quarterbacks that they believed there was this Blake went third, and the next quarterback, I believe it was Manziel at 23, 24. Well, it's a 20-spot difference. They believed, evidently, that there were other teams who believed in that difference, that if you believe in that difference, then you're trying to move up to get them. Then you believe he's a top 10 guy. It doesn't take the entire league thinking that. It takes one other team thinking that to lose him. If this was the guy, and they thought this was the guy over the course of a couple of years that best fit what they wanted, then you got to go get him, and that's what they did.
It sounded like, just from hearing Dave and Gus talk last night after the pick, that he didn't tell anybody his thoughts. He went to the personnel department. What do you think about quarterbacks? And it was always that name that popped up. You go to scouts, it was always that name that popped up. It was almost a unanimous decision without anybody else knowing what other people's pick was.
And that's a neat thing. I'm glad you pointed that out. In terms of information gathering, that's a pretty neat thing when you think about it, because you picture Dave with some scouts sitting in a room. You picture Dave with some coaches sitting in a room. If Dave walks in with a UCF cap on and a Blake Bortles, you know, big head poster, well, then all of a sudden they're trying to impress Dave and saying, hey, I like this Bortles kid. But he obviously didn't want that. He wanted to gather real information and get a real consensus and a real belief. And you would think that at some point in that process, once he started hearing things back that was confirming what he said, you know how it is when you gather information, all of a sudden you get, okay, this is the right thing. This is, I get that. So clearly that's a thought out process on Dave Caldwell's part of how he wants to try to scout player. He doesn't want his feelings to influence other people's feelings.
We're live on Jaguars.com. Noon press conference, Blake Bortles introduction to the Jacksonville media. A lot of front office folks have made their way up from the offices here at Everbank Field as well. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com. Senior writer John Osier. Who?
Shot Khan's over there.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about him. Yeah, he's kind of important here, too. Glad you're with us today. It's going to be quite a night here on Jaguars.com as well. 7 o'clock, the second round begins. We'll be live after every Jaguar pick. There's two picks on the schedule tonight, one in the second, one in the third. The Jaguars have the 7th pick tonight, John.
And we mentioned it earlier, but if people haven't seen it before, you've got the ride along with the pick. Talk about that and how that went.
Well, it went well, and it's something we've done a couple of times. Gerhardt and Chris Clemens were the first two, the victims, I guess, would be the best description of that. And today we picked up Blake at the airport and brought him over. Good. 20 minutes in the car and very personable. Looks the part, obviously. He's been a quarterback for a long time. He talks like a quarterback. He walks like a quarterback.
That's a real
and
idea.
He's a quarterback. He's if it walks like a duck, absolutely.
That's a big test of character, being in the car for 20 minutes with you.
It's tough, you know. I mean, if they did that before, they might have drafted him earlier.
He may be ready to play sooner than we think after that.
I don't know about that, but that's the gathering I got.
That'll be cool.
You know exactly what he was really almost born to do. Not quite, you know, maybe like Jokel. Jokel was born to be a left tackle. This guy is a quarterback, and that's what he's going to be.
And they talked last night about, both Dave and you guys talked about this guy being clean. And what that means is more than character. It means everything about them that you want in a quarterback checked off. They were able to go talent, skill set, drive, work ethic, character, all that. That's what you want out of top two or three players. It was interesting to hear them talk about Jokel in that way, talk about Blake Bortles in that way. Again, as you and I have talked on the air before, when you're a GM, the night you make this kind of pick, you want to put your head on the pillow and feel good that there's not a whole lot that can go wrong. You want your percentages to be way, way up. They clearly think with this guy that that's the case.
We're live on Jaguars.com. Noon press conference. That's the scheduled time. What time is it? It is almost noon. We're about 3 or 4 minutes away from the scheduled time. Blake Bortles is here. His folks are here. His grandparents are here, too. And, yes, the girlfriend's here, too.
Hogan. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, absolutely not. So we're a few minutes away. You'll have the whole press conference live right here on Jaguars.com. And as we said a little later today, some of that ride-along video should be up at some point today, too. A whole preview of his tour through the building as well will be put together. He had a meeting with Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell and Shad Khan a little bit earlier today. All that will be put together a little bit later.
In the coverage tonight, moving away from Blake a little bit, the next 2 days, as we talked about last night, are really just as important as this. Maybe not just as important. This is a quarterback, and that's sort of the keynote of the franchise. But they still have 10 more picks left. And because they got their quarterback at number 3, they didn't have to give up those picks to get back in and maybe go after another guy. So you've still got 10 picks. And with this draft, that means they should be getting core guys. Dave said this week he wanted to get 4 or 5 starters. So with this team, with this roster, the next few days of this draft, multiple fourth-round picks, multiple fifth-round picks, multiple sixth-round picks, these are key days coming up where usually you might say, okay, they're going for depth. This team wants these guys over the course of the next 2 years to become the core of this thing going forward.
And that was the case last year. The middle-round picks were very important for this team, starting in the second round, if you count that as a middle round, with Cyprian, who was a regular starter, of course, and Gratz, and moving on down the line. And they could use that and have that be the case again this year and be okay.
And we've talked a little bit about the coolness of this day. We talked about before we came on the air and during this. And what's neat is you see a lot of, you know, a lot of the front office people, but you also see on this day the scouts are in town and they come to this press conference and then they're looking at the guy that they've spent months researching, picking, reaching a consensus on. I'm sure there are some years where you walk in and there's a few guys going, I didn't love this guy. But it was neat last night to hear what a consensus it was on this guy. And as you look around with the scouts who have been on the road, and they're up here, they're getting ready to go back down in the draft room later on. But when they look at this guy, this first-round pick, there's really a sense of, okay, here's our guy, here's our quarterback, let's go to work. It's one of the things that makes this a very unique day in the NFL calendar for a team.
We're on the fourth floor of the West Touchdown Club here at Everbank Field, just moments away from the Blake Bortles introductory press conference. The seats are filling in with some media and front office types. There's Vito Stellino.
There's Gene Frenette.
Gene Frenette's here today again. What a contingent here, as always. They were here last night into the late hours. The elevator has arrived. Blake Bortles has the cap on that he arrived or was presented last night in New York. He had that coming off the plane today, John. And the whole family has made their way off the elevator. Head coach Gus Bradley is here. Dave Caldwell is here. Shad Khan is here.
And very happy Jed Fish is here, JP.
There's no doubt. He's got a new toy to play with, yeah, too. So with that, with Gus Bradley, Blake Bortles, and the whole crew headed to the stage, let's go there now for the press conference for the first-round pick, number 3 overall, quarterback Blake Bortles from Central Florida.
Well, thank you all for coming. This is our, for some reason, our biggest Florida media outcome that we've seen in a while. But I appreciate you guys all coming today. I think we covered a lot of it yesterday with Blake, and we felt like early on in the process, this was a guy we were going to target all the way into the fall. Our scouting staff, our personnel staff, our coaching staff did an incredible job with their evaluations and with their information and their input. A lot of credit goes to them. Coach Bradley, thanks Shad Khan, obviously, for his support. And we feel really good about this pick, and we feel like for the future of this franchise, it was the right thing for us to do. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Coach Bradley, but we'll take your questions after, and then Blake's going to say a few things after.
Okay, obviously very excited about today and this opportunity to introduce you to Blake. I think it's, you know, we've really felt good about this. A lot of hard work has been put into this process, and this is a big part of it. I know we've got multiple picks coming up in the next couple of days, but it's a sign to our team that we're getting better. And I think as you get a chance to meet with Blake and get a chance to get to know him and what he's all about, you'll understand why we gravitated towards him. So with that, I'll turn it over to Blake, but truly excited about this opportunity.
I'm so happy to be here. I want to thank my family. I want to thank Mr. Khan and his family and Tony and Dave Caldwell and Coach Bradley. And, couldn't be more happy to be here. You know, so excited to have the opportunity to stay in Florida. Every time I met with Coach Bradley and everybody here, I left, thinking, that was awesome. I felt that that this was the best place. This was the place I wanted to be when I left, when I was on a visit here, and was ecstatic about it. And when my phone rang and it was when it was Dave, it was an unbelievable feeling, and you can't put it into words. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to start competing and to get after it. Yeah, UCF, there was some pro style tendencies, some stuff that we did. I think that helped prepare me a little bit. Obviously anywhere you go, there's going to be different lingo and stuff, but there's some similar schemes and concepts. And then being able to work with Coach Fish will be awesome. And, I look forward to it. And I think I've got a little bit of experience in some of the stuff that they do, some similar things.
From playing a position other than quarterback as you grew up, how much has that helped you become a physical quarterback, playing other positions and that require maybe more contact, play in and play out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are a lot faster and stronger now. So I think, definitely protecting yourself and living to play another down are big parts of it. So being smart with your body, being smart with the football. But growing up, played linebacker, and I love defense and enjoyed contact. So, that's definitely something that I have in me. There was nobody else that would do it. And I played baseball, so it was kind of it was an easy switch. So, thankfully, it happened.
Coach Bradley, can you – obviously there were a lot of quarterbacks in the mix. What distinguished Blake from the rest of the guys?
Well, I think, we're looking for guys that are really competitive, reliable, tough, and smart. And we had check marks by all that with Blake. I mean, we felt he's extremely competitive. He demonstrated that through his season, through the BCS game, all the way to competing at the combine. And, you know, those are traits that are central theme of our organization. And the reliability part, you know, that we're, you know, his size, obviously physical traits helped him, you know, where you can count on him to play every game. And, you know, just his toughness and smarts, all those characteristics put together, along with what he showed on tape, you know, is an easy choice.
Blake, how much did it drive you when you were in high school trying to find a college that people had doubts about you as a quarterback? How much did that drive you to prove them wrong?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, only having a couple offers out of high school, you know, it was something. But, I mean, I'm very self-motivated, I think, wanting and worried about being the best that I can be and, you know, worried about my individual development and how can I make myself better? You know, how can I be better for the team? And, you know, I was grateful and very thankful to Coach O'Leary and UCF for giving me an opportunity. I had two to play tight end and three to play quarterback.
Blake, with all the over here, the hoopla and attention about quarterbacks in this draft, with yourself, Teddy, and Johnny Manziel, how much did you hear all that stuff and pay attention to it the past week leading up to the draft? And what was it like then hearing your name as the first quarterback taken?
Yeah, I mean, you hear it and see it, especially being in New York with everybody. Everybody talks about it, but both those guys and the rest of the quarterbacks they're great guys. They're great football players, and they're good people. So it's easy. It's, you know, it's fun to be around and not talk about it with those guys. You know, talk about life and talk about other things. And then, you know, being a competitor, you definitely want to be the first choice at your position. So I mean, that was cool. But I think that being in Jacksonville and you know, having, you know, Mr. Khan and Coach Bradley and, you know, Dave believe in me and take me is an unbelievable honor.
Hey, Blake, can you just talk about the last 15 hours? I mean, to go to New York, not sure where you're going to be headed, get selected third overall. Is it come down here? Is it overwhelming? How did you guys celebrate last night? Can you talk about that a little bit?
No, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, went to New York with no expectations. You know, got the opportunity to get invited and go and be a part of that environment, and that's a once in a lifetime thing. So that was something that that I felt we needed to do. And then went and sat in the green room, and you know, had no idea. You know, 1 or 100. It would have been awesome either way. So you know, receiving the call from Dave was phenomenal. And then we went and we ate dinner after we left Radio City last night. So it was a perfect night.
Hi, my name is Rami Smith with Action News. Two questions for you. One, talk about your family a little bit. What do they think about it? Do you expect them to come to the games? And two, a lot of people consider you a hometown guy. You're from Florida, went to college in Florida, and they have very high expectations for you. What do you expect of yourself, and what do you want to tell the fans about meeting their expectations?
Yeah, my family will definitely be at every game. You know, I think it's like a little over 2 hours down the road. So they'll be here in full force and be pumped and be rooting on the team. And then expectation-wise, you know, I'm ready to compete. You know, that's the one thing I think that this is all about. I'm excited to get here. I'm excited to, you know, to play for Coach Bradley and Coach Fish and, you know, to learn from Chad Henne and these other guys and just start competing and try and get better each and every day.
I guess you can start on Monday, right? The rookies allowed to work out starting Monday. You're going to stay here this weekend or come back? Or
what? I'm going to go home and pack a bag and then head back.
I know you talked about it a little bit last night about being willing to sit behind and learn, but everybody up here has talked about how competitive you are. I mean, do you think that's going to be hard for you to sit behind Chad and watch after playing, you know, for the last 3 years?
Yeah, but I mean, I think if you have the right mindset about it, I think you'll be all right. You know, you obviously you're going to go out to practice and you're going to practice and prepare and study like you're the starter, whether you're second or third or fourth or whatever. So I mean, that's definitely the mindset I'll have, and you know, I'll prepare and practice every day like I'm going to play on Sunday. But I mean, I think going about that's how you get better. You know, taking every rep like you know, it's a game time rep and learning. You know, obviously Chad is a guy that's been doing it for a while. So learning from a guy like him is something that I really look forward to.
Two things. Blake, if you could just introduce everybody for us family-wise. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, for Gus or Dave, you guys touched on the plan last night about bringing him along and extra reps and stuff like that. Can you just give us more detail as to what you guys envision for him getting up to speed here through the season?
I'm going to go first. This is my dad, Rob Bortles, my mom, Susie Bortles, my girlfriend, Lindsay Duke, aunt and uncle, Laura and Randy Bortles, and then my agent, Ryan Tolner, over there.
And they all flew in from New York?
Correct, yep.
The second part to that, Mark, I think for us, with Coach Bradley and our coaching staff, they take great pride in being developmental coaches, and not just with Blake, but our whole entire roster. So I think we've devised a plan here with not only Blake, but some of our other younger guys that post-practice of getting some extra reps, some team reps, and not only developing our players, but also developing some of our coaches and coaching that aspect too. I know Gus and his staff take great pride in the development of players, and it's critical for the sustainability of our franchise.
Yeah, you know, we can develop it, you know, just as far as the first rookie mini camp, where, you know, he gets the majority of reps, you know, almost all the reps. You know, but you'll see it, I think, throughout. We have some things designed after practice. We do take a lot of pride. I've even challenged our staff this year to be even more in tune with that, to be developmental coaches. And that's just, you know, sitting down and creating a vision and keeping them connected to the vision, to, you know, reps after practice, to extra film sessions. So we definitely have a plan all set up. It was something that we thoroughly discussed before entering this process.
Blake, did you have a relationship with any of the Jaguar players currently on the roster before the process started? And also, who's reached out to you and said, you know, hey, welcome,
yeah,
and can you share some of that with us?
I had the opportunity to throw with Cecil Shorts out in California. So we're with the same agency, as well as Zane Beatles. And both of them have texted me, as well as Chad. And I met Chad here on my visit. He was in the weight room working out. So, you know, those are three of the guys that I've talked to. You know, Michael Brewster being from Orlando, you know, I've met him and talked to him before. So there's a couple guys I know and look forward to meeting everybody.
We'll see. We'll see.
Did I pick a number? I mean, whatever number they give me is what I'll wear.
We haven't picked a number yet, no.
Blake, you said last night that you'd been to, down here, you'd been to five or six Jaguars mm-hmm. games when you were growing up. Can you remember any one in particular? Was it the year that they got to the conference championship game?
With Mark Brunell playing quarterback? I think I came to a game that season. I was young. I was elementary school, like second, third, fourth, fifth grade. But that was elementary school was the last time I came in, and I did come to a game that year with Brunell playing quarterback.
Hey, yeah, we're going to do a picture over here.
Thank you.
Live look after the Blake Bortles press conference at Everbank Field, the introduction of the number 3 overall pick, and the photographs after now with the family and coaching staff and Dave Caldwell also. Shad Khan is in the room. He was not involved in this press conference today. He is off to the side over here watching. Mom and dad, girlfriend, and aunt and uncle here today for Blake Bortles. He said they'll be at every single game. It's 2 hours up the road from Orlando. So an easy trek from Orlando for him. It's interesting that he said he knew a few Jaguar guys before, including Cecil Shorts III, who worked out with him out in California, same agency. Dave Caldwell is going to join us now, Jaguars general manager, after the introductory press conference. Dave, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
Awesome.
First off, congrats. This is the guy you wanted all along, yeah. And you finally got it.
Yeah, we felt good about it, and it's been a long process, and we're happy to kind of come to a close, but we got a lot more work to do in the next 2 days.
The interesting part about last night when you were going through how the process went is that you pretty much pulled everybody on your staff without them knowing what you were asking about. And the answer always came back, this guy.
Yeah, it sure did. And it felt good to know that we had a consensus amongst everybody in the building. And it was a great collaborative effort. And I think we feel really good about it.
So you got your quarterback now.
Yeah.
So you're somewhat tied to the quarterback now, right? Is that pressure for you?
We're tied to everybody. You know, it's football is an ultimate team sport. It's not just about the quarterback. It's a key piece, but it's not the only piece. And we got a lot of great players on our team, and we're going to add probably about 10 more today.
That's quite a lot. Right. I'm kidding, of course. The next two days, of course. Two picks tonight. Dave Caldwell is with us. Seventh pick tonight. You got a third-round pick as well. Do you expect as much? There was a little chaos in the first round after you guys were done last night.
Yeah,
is there some of that tonight or no?
You know, we'll see what kind of happens, but there'll be some movement, I'm sure, early on in the second round and towards the end of the second round, I would guess.
And you said before the draft that a lot of folks might make a run on quarterback early in the second round. You don't have to worry about it anymore, of course, but after that all is said and done, I can't even ask. I'm not going to ask you what you got to pick, but. That'll all be out of the way, and you can kind of pick what you want.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think, you know, it looked like there was a little bit of a run. There's two quarterbacks that went after Blake, so it takes those two teams out of the mix. But there's still a couple teams that need quarterbacks, too, so we'll see how it plays out.
Okay, two more days of the draft, and this is your wheelhouse. You love – this is the very important part of this draft. Second, third, fourth, fifth round is very important for this team.
Yeah, very important, and we feel like there's a lot of good quality players out there all the way through, even college free agency. So we're gonna get some good players, and we're going to really increase the talent of this roster.
Dave, we appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thanks, JP. Appreciate it.
Dave Caldwell, general manager of the Jaguars, joining us. Jaguars.com live after the Blake Bortles presser. Here at Everbank Field in the West Touchdown Club. That'll do it for our live coverage now. Stay tuned on Jaguars.com. A little later, we'll have a preview of the ride-along interview from the airport with Blake Bortles. You don't want to miss that. Also later, we'll have live coverage after both Jaguars picks tonight. Seventh pick in the second round, which begins at 7, so the pick might come a little bit later than that. But stick around. We'll have live tweeting on Jaguars.com, at John Osher, at JP Shadrick as well. And at Jaguars, the three main Twitter handles for that. So follow us there around 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll see exactly what happens with our live coverage. The schedule is to go right after every pick, and there's two on the schedule tonight. One more guest joining us now. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Cecil Shorts III is with us. How are you, Cecil? It's great to see you.
Same here. I'm doing well.
First off, how's your health? Everything good?
I'm doing extremely well. No pain at all. Feels good to be out there with my teammates running routes and stuff.
Speaking of running routes, you were running routes with Blake Bortles, it sounds like, out in California. Same agency, he said. And take us through how that worked out with him.
I mean, it was pretty cool. Got to work out with him a little bit when he was training in California. Like I said, we got the same agent, so we kind of hooked up that way. And we actually met a few times this offseason, so I'm kind of familiar with him, and I know he's a good pick for us.
Cecil Shorts III is with us from Everbank Field. It's an interesting quarterback room now, though. Of course, Chad Henne is going to be the starter. That's what they've said going throughout. And Blake Bortles is going to come in and join us. How about these two? Let's come on in, Blake. We got to get your pin right. Hang on, let's get that right. He outdressed you, Cecil. How's that work?
I got done working out. That's my excuse.
Take us through the offseason. We were just asking Cecil about working out together out in California, and you talked a little bit about it on the stage, but working with a guy like Cecil, what did that bring to you?
Yeah, it was awesome, you know, be able to throw to a guy that's, you know, been doing really well in the NFL, you know, a guy that's got experience, and, you know, so to throw to him was cool, you know, to be able to you know, create a relationship, create a friendship, and get some work in with a really good wide receiver.
It's tough to build chemistry in one workout, right? It takes a little time, but how does that get started, Cecil, starting a chemistry with a quarterback?
Just putting in the work, you know what I mean? It starts at practice, and then, you know, of course, the offseason coming up, you got a little break in between OTAs and training camps, so probably getting up between then and meeting with each other and working out a few times during that. And over the course of time, you'll build chemistry.
Cecil Shorts III, Blake Bortles is with us. You got a busy week coming up. Rookies can be back in town. You said you're going to get a bag. You're coming back. There's rookie camp this weekend. Are you ready to go to work, and what do you expect this week?
Yeah, I look forward to it. You know, it's been a long process. You know, finally get back to playing football, get back to doing football stuff, get on the field and start competing, you know, learning as much as possible. It's everything's new, you know, it's different. So to start learning and start competing.
We appreciate your time, Blake. Cecil, you too. Great to see you as always. And we'll see you guys soon. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Cecil Shorts III, Blake Bortles joining us live on Jaguars.com. Hey, they like each other. That's a good start, I guess, right? The first day in for Blake Bortles here on Jaguars.com. Glad you've joined us. As we were saying a moment ago, we'll be back live after the two draft picks tonight. The seventh pick of the second round. We'll also have a pick in the third round. We'll be live after those picks with immediate reaction. Myself, John Osier, we'll have the press conferences for both Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley live as well. For now, for John Osier and everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick. That's it for our live coverage from now from Everbank Field. Blake Bortles is a Jacksonville Jaguar.